Governor Sean Parnell continues to court cruise lines, pushing for more sailings to Alaska ports. But he says his efforts, including reducing the head tax, will be hurt by legislative cuts in tourism marketing. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Parnell recently returned from Cruise Shipping Miami, the industry's annual trade show. The governor addressed the conference as a whole and met separately with cruise line executives.
Much warmer reception this year than the previous year. And, you know, frankly, we've had some better news with new ships being announced, and I think that the turnaround has begun.
The Disney, Crystal, and Oceania lines had already promised new or resumed sailings this season, and Princess had given notice of increased capacity next year. Commerce Commissioner Susan Bell, who also attended, says another line promised an additional 11,000 passengers.
The new information that we heard at Cruise Shipping Miami was the increase in capacity with Holland America for 2012. The cruise lines are looking at their itineraries and their deployments, and I think that it's promising, but I think it's important for us to all remember that these decisions are made with a long lead time.
The passenger capacity increase is expected to be 60,000 in 2012. Total capacity will return to about 1 million, where it was several years ago. Cruise lines started pulling ships from state waters after voters approved a passenger fee and other industry taxes in 2006. Parnell came back from last year's meeting promising to reduce the head tax. Lawmakers then cut it from $46 to just under $20 for most passengers. The change takes effect this season. The governor says he understands there are other reasons cruise lines are increasing port calls.
They're saying it's not just the change in the head tax, but it's the change in the entire economic environment, you know, where we have a state that has demonstrated that commitment to reducing the costs of doing business here, as well as our increased commitment to tourism marketing.
The legislature significantly increased those funds last session, but Parnell's attempt to continue that support in the operating budget was defeated in the House. Cruise lines used to contribute significantly to state marketing, but that changed after the new tax measures were passed. Parnell and Bell did not ask for renewed funding when they met with cruise executives in Miami.
I think they went down there with lowered expectations because that really was the piece of the puzzle that had to be completed.
Chip Toma is president of Responsible Cruising in Alaska. The industry critics group backed the cruise ship initiative, which included the head tax.
Raised their ticket prices just in the last two seasons, this coming season in 2010, by 35%. So there's a whole lot of new money being generated by the cruise ships.
He says that means cutting the head tax, charged to passengers, not lines, made no difference in routing decisions. Parnell, meanwhile, continues to push for increased marketing funds in the legislature. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.